Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you. My guest this week is Atticus Tyson. Atticus is the Chief Information Officer of Intuit. As CIO, Atticus is responsible for the applications supporting the company's human resources, finance, marketing and sales, and support organizations. In this interview, Atticus describes how the company uses data to give insights back to its small business owners and self-employed individuals regarding how their businesses are doing, as well as how the company can give consumers insights into their finances and help individuals file their taxes with more confidence using artificial intelligence and machine learning. While many believe that big data will only benefit large corporations, Atticus provides examples of how big data can help the so-called little guy, whether he be a small business owner or a self-employed individual. We also discuss Atticus's advice to CIOs looking to become more product-focused, Atticus's take on AI and conversational user experiences, the evolution of TurboTax Live, and a variety of other topics. Atticus Tyson, welcome to Technovation.
Thank you, Peter. Happy to be here.
Great to speak with you again. Atticus, I thought we'd talk a moment about the evolution that you've seen in your time as CIO. You've been, I think you said, 18 years now with Intuit, generally speaking. How long is CIO? Is it five, maybe?
Five and a half years.
Five and a half, yeah. And during your time with the company, and certainly during your time as CIO, the organization has gone through a remarkable change from a box software company to a cloud-based software company, now to an AI-centric organization as well. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that transformation as well as IT's role in that.
Sure. Yeah, it's been an amazing transformation in that 18 years. You know, when you have box software company, you really have a different rhythm about what you're when you're shipping. You have a different way of interacting with customers. And when you move to being an online or cloud-based company, you have a 7x24 relationship with your customers. And you have to make sure the offerings are up and running. And you can, the good side though is you can release software all the time and you can continue to give updates. But the next chapter of Intuit is really exciting, becoming an AI ML platform, as you talked about, where we can really use data to give insights back to our customers about how their businesses are doing. Because as you know, our customers are consumers, small businesses, self-employed, and we can give small business owners and self-employed people insights back into how their businesses are doing. We can give consumers insights into their finances. We can help people file their taxes with more confidence through AI ML. And the big difference is you have to have data to feed those machine learning algorithms. So having clean data, having good solid data pipelines is really the next phase of us as a company.
And you were talking about how traditional IT leaders think about, you know, typical downtime of systems. And you actually have talked about monitoring data outages and the transformation of mindset associated with that. Can you talk a bit about that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you move to being an online company, you put in infrastructure to monitor the health of all of your systems. And if systems aren't performing as they need to for customers, you have incidents and you have, you know, alerts going off and teams going after that to make sure we restore service for customers. But now we're finding that with needing data to kind of flow through the company, that's just as important. And so we've now instrumented our data pipelines and we monitor those at all times. And if any data is either not coming through when we expected or the quality of the data is suspect, we have alerts going off. And we have teams that then jump on that and work on cleaning up those data pipelines so that we can give insights to our customer success agents, we can give insights to our product managers, but also we're feeding insights back to customers.
One of your prior roles to being a CIO was in product management. And I know that this, along with several other roles in your past at Intuit, you've brought to your role as CIO. That is to say, the orientation you have had as a CIO was different than, I would say, the typical chief information officer. And although I'm hearing this theme more and more in my conversations with IT leaders, you were really among the first I ever heard of making this transformation from, you know, project orientation to product orientation to getting more involved in testing the company's own products and being kind of customer one, if you will. And I wonder if you could talk about, now that you are, even for those who are starting now, you have now such depth of insight,
how that journey has gone. What are some of the things that, how has that evolved, that process of being engaged in the product development life cycle and process?
Sure. Yeah, I still firmly believe in IT thinking about what they do as a set of services or products or offerings, and that you think about, you know, what are the capabilities you're delivering for the company? What are the metrics you're using to measure the outcomes? And those should be business metrics, just as if you were a product to the outside world. And that's really important. One of the ways my thinking has evolved, though, is in meeting each of your partner groups kind of where they're at. The way my teams work with finance is very different than how they work with customer success or how they work with marketing, mostly because of how those teams operate. And if, you know, if you know marketers, they're very different than finance folks. And if you try to treat them the same, what happens is everybody assumes you're just like the old IT organization. And so if we try to really understand the customer and understand how they operate and then work to meet them where they're at, it's a much better experience, which in and of itself is kind of how product teams work, right? You go try to understand your customer. You understand their problems, and then you meet those needs. And that's really what an IT organization is doing, but internally.
Mm-hmm. And one of the areas that you and your team, more generally speaking, have been working on from a product perspective, which actually harkens back to your first two responses, is the whole notion of big data for the little guy.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you could talk a bit about that. I think it's a really interesting development, and also especially interesting since, again, you and your team have had a key role in that as well.
Yeah. One of the things I love about Intuit is, you know, our mission as a company is to power prosperity around the world. And we do that through helping people's financial lives be better, whether they're small businesses or self-employed or consumers. And many companies are using data now to provide better customer experiences. But we have the added benefit of being able to use that data to let customers have better insights into how they're doing. You know, as I said earlier, let's say you're a self-employed driver for a ride-sharing company. Giving you data about what are the most profitable hours for you. One of the things I love is that not only using data for internal needs, but we can give data back to customers and insights. So if you're a driver for a ride-sharing company, we can help you understand which hours are most profitable for you to be driving and to give you an edge. If you are a plumber, we can help you understand how you might be doing against other plumbers in your area or other plumbers in other regions, so you can either adjust how you're running your business or maybe even contact other plumbers and learn from each other. So really that big data for the little guy is kind of cool because we can now aggregate that data across all of our customers and share it back with them for insights.
That's interesting. It sort of goes against the theory that many people have that the biggest users and those who can benefit most from big data are big companies because of the need to harness enormous amounts of data and have the wherewithal to afford this, the technology to be able to do that. But this in some ways contradicts that point.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think everybody would love to have better insights about how to run their business.
Yeah.
And if you're a small business owner, you may not have the ability to do that. But if you're banding together with other small business owners, essentially all using the same product and able to see what others are doing, you get that insight.
Yeah. Another product that you've been working on is TurboTax Live.
Yes.
And I wonder if you could take us through some of that as well.
Sure. You know, one of the things we found is that when doing their taxes, customers sometimes like to actually talk to another human being and get some confidence about what they're doing. And they might just have a simple question. And the act of seeing another human being reassures you that you might be doing your taxes the right way. And so we did a test about 2 years ago with what has become TurboTax Live, where while you're doing your tax return, if you want to have an appointment with a tax advisor, you can simply schedule that. Or you can even do it on demand in some cases. And you can have a tax advisor come up, they can see your screen, you can have a conversation with them, and then continue on. And we've now expanded that to allow you to have the tax advisor take over your return and file it on your behalf. And we've had just huge response from customers. They've really enjoyed the experience. And the IT organization partnered very closely with the product organization to deliver that. The infrastructure to do the video conferencing, the scheduling of the agents, you know, when they're working and when they're not, and connecting them with customers, that was all done by the IT organization. But the in-product experience was done by the product team. And one of the things that I love about it is whenever I would join a meeting of that team, I didn't know who was IT and who was product, which is really a great sign of success.
I mentioned earlier that one of the reasons why you've woven yourself so much into the product conversation is it's part of where you have been. I wonder for those CIOs, peers of yours who would wish to follow in your footsteps, what advice would you offer them to begin that same journey to become more product oriented?
Yeah, great question. I think I would go back to what I said earlier about having a product mindset. and really first beginning to understand what are the goals of the business. I think as an IT professional, you have to be a great technologist. That's foundational. But you really have to also care about the business outcomes. And I think you have to go spend time with your marketing leader. You have to spend time with your chief financial officer, with your chief customer success officer, and understand what are their objectives. And not only what are their objectives, but why are those their objectives? So that you can then be their partner in trying to figure out what's the right way to enable them with technology. The other thing I would say is don't feel like you have to own it all. I think the days of the CIO running everything are gone, and I think that's just fine. However, the CIO still has to be aware of what's happening, especially in today's era of privacy and security. The CIO needs to make sure that they're working with everybody so that there are standards and guidelines in the company and we don't expose data in a way we wouldn't want to. But you really have to build that connection with the rest of the C-suite and enable everybody to be better technologists, not just yourself.
That's great, great advice. You know, as you look to the future, what are some trends that are particularly exciting you? As what are the sorts of things that you and your team are investigating that you're that you think might have some legs?
Well, so I think we're just at the beginning of understanding how to be an AI ML platform. And we're just beginning to understand how to harness the power of data to provide better customer experiences and to provide insights back to the customer. So I'm still very excited about that. But in addition, conversational user interfaces are also really quite exciting. The ability to have a conversation with a piece of software to do your taxes, much better than having to type things in, and have it be a more personal experience. Being able to ask, you know, through any device, you know, hey, do I have enough money to afford this new truck for my business, and to have it give you some answers back. That's interesting and exciting. And I think it will integrate this decision and insights and data that we've been talking about into more of the daily flow of small business owners and the self-employed and consumers.
That's great. Well, Atticus Tyson, thank you so much for taking some time to speak with me. It's been a great conversation.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in. Please join me next week for our 400th episode of Technovation, where my guest will be Michael Lewis, the New York Times bestselling author of Moneyball, The Blind Side, The Big Short, and a variety of other books.